Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ash-Shura. Primarily, there's just one narrative which is reported in this regard by two different chains of narration. One of them is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and the other one is in Salawi's tafsir. Both these chains of narration, both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, as far as the text of the narrative is concerned, it reads, Man qara ham mim ain sin qaf, which of course is the name of Surah Ash-Shura, kana mimman tusalli alayhi al-malaika wa yastaghfiruna lahu wa yastarhamuna lahu. So a person who reads Surah Ash-Shura, he shall be regarded among those on whom the angels send their blessings and for whom they seek forgiveness and for whom they seek mercy from the Almighty. Now, I should like to point out this at the very outset, that this narrative is regarded to be absolutely concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following information from various Rijal authorities in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and he also says that he is za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosuli says that he is laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matruk, he is abandoned. And another opinion of Imam Nasai is that he is laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Abu al-Qasim al-Baghvi says that he is za'iful hadith chittan. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he is qazzal, that is a great liar. So it is evident from this information that it is perhaps because of these details that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. And since both these narrators also exist in the chain of narration of Salawi's narrative, in which it is found, the way it is found in Salawi's tafsir, there is no reason that we should not regard that narrative to be concocted as well. All in all, we should say that there is absolutely no basis of this narrative, and the best way to achieve the blessings of a surah is to understand the surah, is to reflect on the surah, and to communicate its message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.